school and everybody trying to get everything accomplished that is on your to-do list. I know sometimes even a conference call at night does not sound like a fun thing, but I will tell you, I literally, sitting down and kind of preparing some training today, I could feel my heart racing. I was so excited about what's going on in Kiani and the people that I've had a chance to meet in this journey. And not just in the last 7 years, but literally in the last 7 weeks. I have to say, I don't think there's ever been a time in Kiani, especially here in the U.S. market, that I've ever felt something great about to happen. And we've seen some pretty incredible things happen, you guys. I'm sure some of you have heard those things. But to meet the new leadership, you know, these new sapphires and rubies and emeralds and diamonds that are paying the price and making things happen and putting their teams before themselves and truly embracing what Kiani is about, it gets me so excited to see the future and to see the future generation. I hope that you guys look forward to these calls, but I will tell you, I'm kind of tired of listening to my own voice. As much as I love all of our purple diamonds, and I love our blue diamonds, and I love our diamonds, I'm tired of hearing their voice as well. I hope when you sit through a training that you are emotionally moved and you are excited, but that you get to a point where you are sick of hearing our voice, because not only do you want to hear your own, you want to hear the voices in your team. You want to hear the new leadership, that next generation. You know, you want to hear the new success stories and share in those emotions and that journey. And so not that I ever want someone to not like me, and those that know me know that I don't really care anyway, but I would say that we do need a lot more voices, louder voices, you know, passionate voices, and it's been fun to hear those voices and to recognize those people, sometimes even before they've recognized it themselves. I mean, in the last 7 weeks, I've met a lot of purple diamonds. I've met a lot of black diamonds. It's just the computer and the customer volume hasn't shown up yet. But I will tell you, if I see those faces a year from now, 2 years from now, those ranks will be attached to their names, and everybody on this line will know who they are. And I hope you guys see yourselves as the person I'm talking about, because if you don't, then this training definitely applies to you. It applies to all of us. You know, sometimes we look at Kiani just like it's a business. What you really need to look at it as is a great personal development program with a ridiculously good compensation plan attached. Because if you want to become the person that you want to, or you're asking other people to follow, then you have to be that person that you would want to follow as well. And it's amazing how when the leaders show up, so does the volume. You know, when you start to embrace what leadership really is and the level of responsibility that's on our shoulders and asking people to follow us and being an example, that's really when the production starts to happen, is when you act as if, you are responsible for other people's success, that you're going to take it upon themselves to create the environment. You're not going to do it for them, but anybody that joins your team, you know what level of support will be given. You know the culture, the environment. You know that nobody's going to have to compromise their values or their ethics to do well in Kiani, to find success, to become financially independent, to make a difference in people's lives. You know those things. Now, if you don't, then these are some of the things that we need to work on. You know, we need to build the self-confidence. We need to recognize what we're capable of. And one of my favorite books, it's called Outswimming the Shark. And I think sometimes there's a good analogy there to what we do in Kiani. You know, imagine that you're on the shores and out on an island, just a couple hundred yards away is everything you've ever dreamed of. It's the freedom, it is the family, it is the financial whatever. It's all sitting on an island a couple hundred yards away, and all you have to do is swim to it. The problem is you're going to also have to outswim the sharks. There's going to be things under the water that you don't see. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be hurts. There's going to even be pain at some point, because anything worth having is going to take effort. It's even going to be a struggle. There's going to be days that you want to quit. There's going to be days that you want to celebrate. But at the same time, you have to know that that is part of the journey, is learning how to outswim the shark. If you've feel no resistance in your Kayani journey, that means you're not going anywhere. If there is no resistance or wind or doubt or fear, you're not going anywhere. That means you're not doing anything. You're being comfortable. You're staying in your box. You're not looking left or right. You're not asking questions. You're not making things happen. You're definitely not having PBRs or out piquing people's interest or showing up to the training events. There's no resistance. That means you're not going anywhere. You've got to start doing something every single day. You've got to start building up resistance, you guys, which is going to lead to great momentum. I think if you talk to any of the diamonds in Kayani, they will tell you that at times where they felt the most resistance was when there was a breakthrough and there was the most production as well. When things started to get hard, unbalanced, hard to manage your time, there were personality conflicts, all of those things will happen. But that's also when great things started to happen. If you look at the space shuttle, you guys, within the first 100 seconds of the launch, the space shuttle will exhaust 80% of the fuel. 80% of the fuel in the first 100 seconds. But it's what has to be done to keep moving forward. And that's really what momentum is. You know, somebody asked me what the hardest period of time in Kayani is. It's when you start. The biggest jump is not from diamond to black diamond. It's not going from 1 million a month in volume to 10 million a month in volume. It's going from signing up and doing something. It's literally, that is the hardest thing you do in Kayani, is literally sign an application, buy your starter pack, commit yourself to your business, and then take action. That is the hardest thing. If you can breach that gap for people in your business, you will become a black diamond in Kayani. You will get everything that you want in life by showing other people how to have the same thing and how they can get what they want. It amazes me sometimes that everybody's looking for the easy way to get what they want. And I'm telling everybody, you have to stop looking for the easy way. Stop looking for people to approve of what you're doing. Stop looking for the easiest route. It doesn't exist. If it was easy, everybody was doing it, which is what they're doing now. Most people are fine with living a good life because great requires a lot more, but it also lives life a lot more. Oh, gosh, life is so ridiculous, you guys, at great. I can't understand why anyone would want to be good, but that's because we've experienced that great. You've got to experience that great as well. Because if you're just at good, or maybe you're at not even good right now, that's when you've got to push even harder. Always bet on yourself, you guys. You don't have to question Kayani. You don't have to question your upline leaders. We already know what they're capable of. I know every single one of your leaders personally. I know their families. I know their stories. I know their work ethic. I know what they're capable of. They are phenomenal people that are willing to take time from their families to help you build something great for your family. All you have to do is bet on yourself. It doesn't matter if you guys talk a good game. I know a lot of people that know how to talk a good game. It's what you do on the field that matters. It's not what you tell your upline you're capable of doing. It's what you go out and do. And that will grab their attention. They will want to spend all their time with you because of what you do, not what you say. You do not need anyone's permission to become successful, you guys. To me, it's a champion mindset. Not only do we have to have it, we have to look for other people that have it. We have to surround ourselves with people that have that same kind of attitude. It's a championship mindset. It's not, hey, you know, the rest of the world says, show me and then I'll go do. That's easy. That's no resistance, you guys. You have to be, and we have to look for people that say, no, I'm going to go do and I'm going to show the world. Show me a path. Show me some support. Show me something that makes sense and I will go do and I will show the world. Stop asking permission. Stop taking a consensus or a survey to find out if this is a good idea for you or not. When encountering opposition, successful people find ways to rise above and make the best of a situation. They're not looking for reasons not to do something. They're looking for every reason to focus on what they want, to get where they want to go. Give me every reason every single day that I should build Kayani. Don't let me focus on the things and the excuses and obstacles why I shouldn't. I'm going to focus on the reasons why I should. I'm not going to focus on the fact that I can't afford gas to drive to Vegas. I'm going to focus on the fact that somehow getting to Vegas is going to help my family become financially independent. And then all of a sudden, I honestly believe this, you guys, and if you don't, it's time to start believing it. You can will things to happen, but it's a matter of what you're focusing on. Because what you think about will dictate your behaviors, and your behaviors will dictate that production. It starts with what you're thinking. Do I believe in myself, or am I just going to use everybody else's doubts as an excuse not to believe in myself? Am I capable of doing something great, or am I going to wait for someone else to tell me that I'm capable of doing something great? Completely different mindset. That's the difference between average and extraordinary. Success is the ability to go from one failure to another failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Oh my gosh, somebody said no. That's awesome. That means I'm one more person on my list to keep going. I can cross one more off. Now I'm on number 16. You've got to recognize those things as steps in your progression. And you've got to be able to keep the same level of enthusiasm to get you where you want to go instead of slowing down to question it. Just because other people don't see it, it doesn't matter. When we were in Hawaii last week, one of our Japanese leaders, he's a green diamond, he's a phenomenal man, he talked about, you know, how people how bugs, are attracted to light, and how, you know, if you leave the back light, porch light on, at the end of the night, there's bugs everywhere. They're attracted to light. Well, in the same sense, people are too. We're attracted to something bright, something exciting, something new, like having a new shiny toy. I don't know if you guys ever have kids. I have a whole playroom full of toys that my son, my two-year-old, doesn't play with. But if daddy shows up with an empty box, he'll go play with that for 3 hours. If we go to somebody else's house, he'll play with their toys forever. It's something new. It's something shiny. It's something exciting. Well, you have to be that light, you guys. Kyani is not the light. Our products are not the light. Our comp plan is not the light. Those things are just icing on the cake. Those things, we already know they're amazing. But that's not what attracts people to Kyani. There is no such thing as something selling itself. Products do not sell themselves. You have to go out and be that light. You have to attract people to it because of who you are, because of what you believe, because you're already acting as if you know something, you guys. You have something greater than what they have, and you're willing to share it with them if they're open-minded enough to listen. Tell them flat out, you may not be. Not everybody has been, but I have something great. I'd love to share it with you. Are you open to looking at a phenomenal opportunity? Be the light, you guys. You are the biggest obstacle at the end of the day. It's so easy for us to look at everything else and say, oh, it's the, I don't know, it's the daylight savings. It's too dark. I don't feel like going out anymore. Me either. Who cares? Get over it. Oh, it's the weather. It's changing. Or it's people. They don't like to drive that far. I mean, it's amazing how we focus on everyone else instead of ourselves and recognizing that we are our biggest obstacle. Imagine if we could figure out how to get out of our own way, what we would be capable of. We always blame other people and other voices. Most of the time, it's the voice in our own head that's the biggest problem. I've seen people do this before. If you put a rubber band around your wrist tomorrow and you go out throughout your day, like a regular day, start even this way. Every time you say something negative, snap your rubber band on your wrist. Give yourself a little stinger. Do that for a whole day, and you will not believe how many welts are on your wrist. The following day, make it about how many negative thoughts actually go through your head. We have to start retraining how we think before we're going to retrain our actions. We have to start believing in ourselves a little more before anybody else is going to see that opportunity to believe in you. We've got to stop asking people's permission to become successful. And we've got to stop being scared of what actually lies ahead. One of my favorite poets, I just think she's amazing. Her name is Marianne Williamson. And you guys have probably heard me say this quote before, but I'm going to repeat it again tonight. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant or gorgeous or talented or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be. You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking to other people so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine just as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. It's beautiful, and it's so true. I think that's why it resonates so much with all of us, is because we know those things. We instinctively know that that's true, and yet it's so hard for us to go out and live it. Being the greatest version of you, you guys, every single day. Act as if the most important person in your life, the person that you're trying to impress every single day, the person you respect the most, the person that you wish saw you in the best light at all times, whether that's your kids or a spouse or parents or whoever it is, pretend that they're watching you all day long. How do you conduct yourself? What do you make happen? How productive are you with your time? You should feel that way about yourself, you guys, because you have to live with you 24/7, and it's time to start being impressed with ourselves, with setting our goals, with staying on track, with living up to our potential. And I want to leave you guys with this, because I think if you ask yourself this every single day, life gets easier and easier as it goes by. In fact, what I think is difficult is pretty darn hard, I think, compared to what the average person does. Because of everything that we've gone through in the last 10 years specifically, problems don't really seem like problems anymore. Because once you get good at solving those things, you understand your own capability. Once you've been able to be literally a leader, where it's not just someone hands you something and you can manage it, you know that everything disappeared tomorrow, you could rebuild it in a second. Because you know your capabilities. There is no doubt or fear or worry about who you are, what you stand for, and where you're going in life. And the fact that you have Kayani as the plan, it is the perfect storm, you guys. So I'm going to leave you with this. I hope you write it down. I hope you write it with a crayon on your bathroom mirror and stare at it every single morning. It's not who's going to let me. It's who's going to stop me. If we woke up tomorrow and we dared everybody to tell us no, how easy does this get? How simple does Kayani become? It's not who's going to let me, you guys. It's who's going to stop me. It's time to step up, take control of not just our own business, of our own lives. We have the power to do that, you guys. Kayani is just a plan, but there's some pretty great moments that come along in this that it almost rocks you to the core. When you realize how beautiful this life is, how beautiful this world is, how amazing the people are around us, how grateful you are that you just get to play any little part in helping people find Kayani, become successful, change their families' lives with these products. We have that in our hands, in our mouths every single day. And it's time to start asking us who's going to stop us. Love you guys. God bless. Can't wait to chat again. And it's time to make things happen. Can't wait to be at our national event, our national leadership event in Anaheim. If you are not registered yet, you guys, make it happen tonight. Start with knowing what you can do for yourself. That starts with a commitment to invest in training, to showing up. That's what it's about. Be willing to show up. Because, again, if I see your faces a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that equals success. If you quit, you fail. If you're still here, success is right around the corner for you guys. So make sure and commit to that and be with us. Don't wait till the last minute. It's about planting your flag now. And like I said, again, you guys, it's who's going to stop us. So take care, everybody. Have a beautiful week. Love you all. Bye-bye.